Easy breezy. So welcome to it. It's hashtag 365 day one. Now, doing a daily podcast is something that's brand new to me. In fact, I think it's brand new to most people. I don't think anyone does a daily podcast, do they? Every day for a year. Is this madness? You're going to be sick to the back teeth of me by the end of this, aren't you? So I'm still sort of getting to grips with how this works. Do I upload in the morning? Do I upload in the evening? When do I record? You know, because doing it every day, I'm going to have to fit it around what's going on in my life. So I don't think I can promise to upload it at any particular part of the day. I think I have to just get it up at some point between the hours of midnight and midnight. Today, it's been an absolute disaster. My daughter's got the flu, so I've had to stay off work and hang out with her all day, which has been amazing because I love my daughter. But I tell you what, it's really hard work looking after a kid when they're poorly because they just require attention all the time. So I've been watching Peppa Pig and playing with Play-Doh and trying not to eat. Just being at home is difficult because my cupboards are like stocked with sweets and chocolates, and there's like naughty food in the fridge because my wife eats whatever she wants. You know, she can eat absolutely anything and doesn't put on any weight at all, although I'm convinced she's fat around the heart, to quote a new metal band there. King 810 were the name of that band. Yeah, that's a brutal tune.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
Today I told you I was going to talk about total confidence destruction. That's what I've labelled this episode. And actually, it's a funny one. I promised I was going to talk about my feelings and my kind of reality when it comes to weight and my weight over the years and what it's been like for me and be quite frank about it all. And that's certainly what I'm going to do right now. Because this is one of the things that I guess I'm most embarrassed about, which you may or may not think is stupid, but hear me out, see what you think. But basically, I think of myself as a really resilient person. I think you have to be if you're like in the public eye, if you're a radio presenter or, you know, on TV and stuff like that. I think you always have to be pretty resilient because there's always going to be someone that thinks you're a prick. You know, whenever you put yourself out there, which I guess is why so many people don't, whenever you put yourself out there, there's always going to be someone that goes, oh, you're a dickhead, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? And I've got friends who are presenters who will, you know, get savaged online. People will say, oh, I think you're the worst presenter I've ever heard. And it really knocks their confidence, you know, and they come to me and they go, oh, wow, did you see what so-and-so said online? Or, you know, it's not even necessarily someone they know, just could be like a keyboard warrior or whatever. And I always say to them, look, you can't worry about these things, you know? Like, whenever you put yourself out there, there's always going to be someone that thinks you're a prick. You can be the nicest guy on earth, or girl, you know? You can be the nicest person on earth. You can have everything going for you. You can be a saint. There's always going to be someone that thinks you're a prick. So my point is, I know I've kind of over-egged the pudding there. Oh, pudding. Why have you brought pudding up, Alex? This is supposed to be about dieting. No, but I know I'm kind of over-egging the pudding there, but the point is that I know this, right? So it's all water off a duck's back for me. I always kind of like just take criticism at face value. If I feel like I believe in what I'm doing, then I just crack on with it. I'll just get stuck in. I don't worry about what other people say and what other people think. So in that respect, I'm pretty resilient. But many, many years ago, I was in a band. And you know what? We were pretty good. I'm not even going to beat about the bush. We were pretty good. We'd played a lot of great shows with a lot of bands who have gone on to be absolutely massive. You know, Bring Me the Horizon. Bring Me the Horizon were on Sunday Brunch here in the UK. For people that are listening overseas, Sunday Brunch is kind of like this Sunday morning TV show where it's super mainstream and it's like cookery and teaching people how to make things. And there's like little interviews on the side. It's really, really mainstream. And Bring Me the Horizon played acoustically on that show, which I just thought was absolutely mind-blowing. And they were brilliant, obviously, because they're such a great band. But early days, Bring Me the Horizon, our band played with them. Sold out a bunch of shows, sold out a bunch of tours. Played with Architects. Played with Architects the first time that Sam ever played live with the band. You know, we were playing great shows, doing great things. And I'm very proud of our achievements. You know, getting interviewed on radio and all that kind of stuff. It was all great. And I was the front man in the band. You know, I've grown up playing instruments, and I got into doing metal vocals when I was about 14. And I was a pretty decent vocalist. Again, not I'm not afraid to say it. I was a decent metal vocalist. And our band was great. And do you know what? There was this lady, I'm not going to name her name, but there was this lady in the music industry who took a real interest in our band. And she came to see us play loads, and she like helped us out a bit. And I sort of confided in her. I thought of her as being a bit of a kind of a guiding light in the murky music industry that I didn't really understand at the time, because I was a lot younger. And one day she said to me, "Alex, the problem with your band is you." And I was like, "What do you mean, me? Like I like work my ass off. Like I'm getting us gigs. I'm like, you know, the spokesperson. I'm sort of, you know, running this sort of thing." And she went, "Yeah, but you're too fat." And I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because of my big speech I just gave a moment ago about resilience, but that comment absolutely knocked all the wind out of my sails. And if I'm really honest, if I'm really, really honest with myself as to why I'm no longer playing music in bands, I think I can trace it back to that one comment. I think that one comment was literally what I've said on the tin. Total confidence destruction. Even though I'm the kind of person that has all this resilience, bags of resilience, resilience for days, even though I'm the kind of person that like is confident enough to put myself out there to get to where I've got to in my career and do all the things that I do on a daily basis, despite all of that, that one person, that one comment, if I really am honest with myself, is the reason I'm no longer playing in bands. Because to me, in that moment, I kind of felt like I no longer believed that talent alone could get me where I wanted to get to. Up until that point, I kind of believed that it didn't matter that I wasn't like your archetypal front man, you know, that I wasn't really skinny and didn't shop in the high street. You know what I mean? That stuff doesn't matter, because I've got the scream and I've got the clean vocal and I know how to write an amazing song. Like, what does it matter? And when she said that, I believed her. I think that's the problem. I looked around at other bands that were doing well, and they were all fronted up by really good looking dudes. And I believed her. And I'm actually really embarrassed about that. I'm not afraid to say. Now, in the cold light of day, as I'm sitting here talking to you, I actually feel embarrassed that I allowed someone to have that kind of say over my life and over my journey. Do you know what I mean? Because that's the thing for me, like, I hate the idea of someone else having control over my life. What I do in my life is up to me. You know what I mean? I've overheard people in the past, like bosses I've had over in the years gone by, I've overheard them having conversations with people saying, "Oh yeah, well, we shouldn't ask Alex if he wants to do that because he'll probably say no." Hang on. Don't you make assumptions over what I will and won't say yes and no to. Ask me. Do you know what I mean? You know, one of the reasons I could never have an affair is because I hate the idea of someone having control over me, like being able to blackmail me and stuff like that. I hate that. You know, I could never give someone else that sort of power over my life. So now, like I say, with all this big talk, the thought that I allowed that woman, that person, I allowed them to have that kind of influence on my life, it really pisses me off, and it also really embarrasses me. So screw you, basically, but also screw me, because it was my fault for allowing her to get in my head like that. And yeah, it's a shame, really, because we were pretty sick. So anyway, that's like an example. I wanted to give you an example of total confidence destruction. Of course, over the years, there's been loads of different times where people have said things to me like, "Oh, you're a bit fat, mate," or "Get off the stage, fatty." Or just kids saying stuff at school when I was at school, and the stuff that gets to you and kind of shapes this idea that you think that being fat is what you are, you know. And I've realised that it's not, and it's completely in my power to change it. And no amount of haters or whatever telling me that I'm this, that, or the other can have that sort of level of control over me again. Like, I'm in control of what I do. They're my decisions. And I don't know if that resonates with you. You know, the whole point of this podcast is like I'm getting loads of stuff off my chest and it's going to be a proper journey over the next year. But obviously, I also hope it resonates with people and there's people listening to this going, do you know what? Yeah, I'm taking the power back. I'm not going to allow them to tell me what I am and what I'm not anymore. So if that's you, big up yourself. I like your vibe. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the importance of goals and I'm going to be setting out my goal for this whole year. We're taking it slow. Like I say, I'm sticking to my calories. I've started sticking stuff in my fitness pal down. Today's been a bit shambolic. I'm not going to pretend I've had the most healthy of days. I really haven't. I've eaten sort of dribs and drabs across the course of the day as I've cooked stuff for my daughter because she's been ill, like I say. But I have stuck to my calories. I think I'm actually under my calories at the moment. But I'm going to have a little bite to eat with my wife in a minute. So, but we're all on track. All is going to be well. And tomorrow, day two, we're going to be talking about the importance of goals and like viscerally imagined, contextualized, verbalized, special goals. Proper focused goals. So we'll be talking more about that tomorrow. But yeah, big up yourself. Thanks very much. If you haven't already subscribed, please do. And we'll join each other again tomorrow for more hashtag 365. Big love.